Hey everybody, welcome to episode 106 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today on the show, Katie and I talk with Jennifer Zumbiel of To Gather Moments. Jennifer is so passionate about creating meaningful connections and moments between our friends and family. Her love for this topic shines through this episode, and we know you'll get so many great takeaways. Okay, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey friends, when recording this episode with Jennifer, we had a bad connection in the beginning of the convo, and therefore we lost a little bit of the beginning when she described who she was and what To Gather Moments is. This episode is so good, and we want you guys to listen to it, so bear with us as I explain a little bit about To Gather Moments so that when we launch into the episode, you won't be lost. As always, thank you so much for your support, and here I go. Jennifer is a mom of three girls and one boy and lives in Kentucky, just 2 hours from where Katie and I live in Indy. She was a high school teacher and then she became a stay-at-home mom. She started To Gather Moments because she was tired of going out to dinner and seeing families just staring at their screens and not talking to one another. She isn't against screens, but she is really for connecting with one another. I mean, come on, who isn't? So what is To Gather Moments? It's a game in the form of a book. The book features 7 categories, each with 15 stickers. The stickers were designed to create moments where you compliment each other, you share your good deeds, and where you can't stop laughing about things around your house. They're basically prompts so that you'll talk about random stuff. This is a game designed to play around the dinner table. Jennifer believes in planting seeds in small moments, and To Gather Moments facilitates you while you're staring at each other at dinner. We love this mission and know you guys are all about this too. So let's start talking about how to build meaningful connections with those we love.
You know, whenever we're talking about social media as a negative, I think that gets brought up a lot is that people are craving that connection. And yet it's hard to have meaningful conversations, as you know. And so anything that's going to help us is super impactful. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm. I was at Miami University doing some entrepreneur thing. And the college students walked up to my table. They were trying to figure out what I was doing. And all of a sudden, a couple of them said, "Will you make this for us?" And I kind of laughed and they said, "No, seriously, college students don't, all we talk about is what's your major? Where are you from? We need to dig deeper. Nobody talks past the surface." And I found that super interesting. They were authentically interested and wanted to put together a focus group to help me come up with a version for them.
Wow, that's amazing. It makes sense though, because I'm thinking of like whenever, you know, my friends and I play a game around, not around a dinner table, but like, you know, at night, like recently I've played What Do You Meme with some friends. And we talked about stuff that we never would have talked about because it was a game and because random things were prompted. So like, that makes me realize like you saying this is a game is perfect because it does create those conversations that you would have in the same, like a game night setting, but different questions too, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the benefit of starting this young, or I mean, just at any point, but just in the home, I think the home, whether you're a family that does have open communication or not, like, what a great place to start, because when you start it in the home, those kids and even yourself are going to take it outside of the home and be able and be more comfortable and confident to have those meaningful connections and conversations with strangers or just the people, other people that we interact with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Learning all those basic skills like eye contact, how to have a conversation, how to let the other person talk, how to ask questions in return when you are communicating. Yes, all those skills are definitely learned through this. But yeah. Naturally, you know, it's not forced. It just happens.
Yeah, because you have a lot of practice in having conversations. Mm-hmm. And questions that just lead further, not that do a deep dive into the person, but, you know, just lead to more conversation. And I was thinking that too with, you said like if you only have 30 minutes one day a week to do this, you can do it. And anything that you talk about during those 30 minutes, it then can lead to other conversations that get brought up later that evening or throughout the week. So you don't know how those 30 minutes are going to multiply later in, your in your life.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a girl this summer. She told me she's 13, and she told me that she played this, and her dad. I forget what the question was. I have a whole category called warm and fuzzy, and you get to basically, I say it's the free hug section. You're giving out compliments and things to the people at your table. But her dad had to give her one, and he told her that he loves how she always wakes up in a good mood and she always has a positive attitude and keeps the family like balanced because she's never really mad about things. And she told me that, and can you imagine, it's a 13-year-old girl, she hears her dad say that to her. How much do you think that shaped the way she, you know, she probably puffed up her shoulders and she's embracing that role in her family, and it's probably enhanced how all those positive things were. It's probably made her even more positive in all those ways because someone just told her, and her dad's probably just never had an opportunity to really say that or maybe even think about it to say it out loud.
Wow. Yeah. That like makes me like tear up because I'm sure Aww. I'm overly emotional, but, but like that's amazing. Yeah. Cause like you said, that's such a formative year.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. Yeah. Just those conversations don't happen. They don't always happen naturally. Like we're saying.
And at least, like in my family, I'm one of six, and
that's awesome.
I don't consider us like warm and fuzzies though. Like we, you know, so I think of this as how I would explain like one of my siblings to somebody else, but we would almost never say that to each other's faces, right? Because why would we do that? We wouldn't share emotions like that, you know, but prompted, obviously we would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
Yeah.
How old is... Where do you fall in the line, Katie?
I'm the fifth.
That's awesome. So I always dreamt of, I always pictured myself with six children, and I have four.
But then you realize four was a lot too.
Four is a lot. Yes. Actually, it's funny. My oldest daughter, she's on set crew for their play, and today was the first day she had to actually stay because it's coming up. So she needs to know what everybody's doing. So it was her first practice. So she was gone for 3 hours after school, and my two came home, and I thought, wow, just not having that third one changed the whole dynamic. It, I don't know. It seemed quiet or something. And I just thought, yeah, four is a lot of kids.
That's funny. I'm one of four.
That's awesome. We're all big families here.
Yeah.
Six sounds like a lot, but when we're all together, it really doesn't feel like that many people. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you have the best time. That's so cool.
Yeah. That's a good time.
Yeah. Sure. No, I get what you mean though. Like when it's your family, it's just your family. Cause I've thought about like, you know, I've always wanted to have four kids, but now I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. But then when I'm with my family, it's like the perfect amount, or I wish I was part of a bigger family, you know? So yeah, it's funny how
that's cute, how
it works out.
So we've talked a lot about mealtime specifically, but how can we optimize moments with our loved ones outside of mealtime? Do you have any tips of things that we can do outside of the dinner table?
I do. Okay. My first thing is put the screen down and turn off your notifications because you do not want to be distracted. And I know that's, eye rolling because it's the basic tip, but I really do think that's huge. I have no notifications on my phone. I'm not going to lie. I look at my phone a lot because I'm running a business off of it and I'm a stay-at-home mom trying to do it. So I got to really work it into those little moments. But I think that, you know, you have to have eye contact. And if you have any distractions like your phone or anything, I mean, physically put it away where you can't even see it, I think, when you're with somebody to optimize those moments. But make eye contact. There is, you know, even like little ways of making eye contact, not just with your loved ones, but if you're at a store and you say thank you to the cashier handing you back your money, look them in the eyes. Just that makes such a difference in the human connection, I think. I would also say away from mealtime, just be conscious of asking those questions that are open-ended. so you don't get one word answers. I just think our amount of human contact, again, it's limited because of everything we have going on. So if you're, if you have an opportunity to be in the car with somebody, turn off the music and just talk. Or I do a whole Instagram series on lines from songs. Choose a line from a song, talk about that. But, you know, just go deeper in your everyday conversation. And I think you're, you know, some people might be thinking, how do I do that? That's not comfortable for me. I think one easy way to do it is just, you know, how's that make you feel? Do you like to do that? Even something as simple as working out. Like, oh, how do you like, how does that make you feel working out? Like, what's your preferred time? Do you like to work out in the morning or the afternoon? I don't know. That sounds like a silly question, but that will, something like that will lead to a whole lot more conversation probably than just, oh, was your workout good? You know, just take it to the next level. I think there's a whole lot of ways to optimize those moments to really connect. One other thing I would say is laugh together. I think laughing instantly bonds people. And so if you can come up with something that's fun for you to do together while you're making eye contact, then that'll work.
That, how does it make you feel? You're right. I agree. It does sound cheesy and corny, like when you say it just now, but when you actually put it into context of, oh, you work out, like, how do you, like, I don't work out a lot. How does that make you feel? Or how do you, like, if you say it in a way that you're curious, mm-hmm. I don't think it sounds as like therapist and fluffy.
I agree. And then it sounds authentic. Yeah. You just have to word it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was thinking that too, that
the open-ended questions, like I was with some girlfriends on Saturday night, some friends from high school. And one of our friends has an older daughter than us. And I, this is random. She was talking about vaping, which my oldest is 11. We haven't crossed that yet. But the one question I said to her was, tell me what your daughter would tell my daughter about vaping. And my one friend goes, wow, that was a good question. And I didn't, you know, think anything of it, but I worded it in just a different way than, oh, what are you telling your daughter about it? Like, tell me what your daughter would say.
Yes. So. That reminds me of what I was going to ask was, or what I was going to say was that, like, being genuinely curious. And I have to ask myself, like, whenever I'm having a hard time, like, communicating with someone, like, I just don't feel like I, like, know them well or something. I think about, like, what assumptions I've made, even about, like, my siblings, because I'm always trying to get to know my siblings more. And I'll think, like, what assumptions have I made, like, about them? Because you think, oh, they're, you know, they're a dentist. I know what their day looks like. But do you? Like, ask them, like, oh, so, like, you've been working for, like, 5 years. Like, what, do you like it? Like, where are you going from here, do you think? And, like, asking, just, yeah, like, showing curiosity and asking yourself, like, what do I really know about this person? Like, just because I know one thing doesn't mean I know the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think with the job thing, a good question is, tell me your best story from your job. Because people love to say that, you know, you find out what their job is. I found out a friend was a flight attendant in a former life. I had no idea. I was like, oh my goodness, tell me everything. I want to know all the best stories.
Yeah. And, like, even if you have a boring job, you probably still have a good story. There's got to be, you know.
Absolutely.
I love that you bring up about your siblings, because I find that I'm really good at this with strangers, but it's almost harder for me with the people I spend more time with. Obviously not like with you, but just, I don't know, I guess family members who, right? Like people you feel you're almost not obligated to connect with, but like you kind of just go through your day-to-day motions.
Mm-hmm.
And like the dinner table thing, you know, obviously it's just so easy to just stay surface, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so true. I think because we just think that we know each other, but you can always get to know someone better. So, and if it's someone that you really, if it's like one of your closest loved ones, then they're the person that you really want to know the most,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I, like, I always think too, with all of just the sad stuff in the world, it's like, I want the people that are closest to me to know that I care. So I want them to know that I care about their job. So I need to ask him about it. That's kind of my thought process. But even with that being said, I still struggle with it. And I know that like I would need that. I think my family would go so, my extended family would go so far with just prompts. Cause then it's like out of your hands. It's the book that's asking.
That's right. And you know, my hope is that the families who get this and play, that it will just change the way they communicate, and it'll do that in a natural way where they just begin to ask those sorts of questions that are in the game because they're just comfortable and used to it, and they kind of get in the habit of doing it.
Right. Yeah. So wait, now that you said you would love to ask people what's like your most interesting story about your job, what's the most interesting story that you've heard from like a prompting from Together or any interesting?
Oh, goodness. You are putting me on the spot. Let me think here. Okay. Well,
or maybe
I'll tell a sweet one about my grandma. This was crazy. So at my daughter's birthday party this past summer, we got it out and my grandmas were there, and I have both of my grandmothers are 89, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And my one grandma, she's from Poland, and she was there during the Polish uprising when Nazi Germany came in. I mean, it was crazy. She went out, she went all over, she went to Russia, then to Nazareth for high school. Anyway, I know it was crazy. Ended up in London. But one of the questions was just what imaginary games did you play as a child? Or I forget exactly what it is. And she said, I didn't play any imaginary games when I was a child during war-torn, you know, Europe. I didn't play imaginary games. And she said, but it's interesting, in her thick Polish accent, you know, she said, now this is going to make me cry, but she said, I lay in bed at night, and all I do anymore now that I've gotten older is imagine being back in Nazareth in high school. And that's the only place I go when I'm laying in bed at night. And she said, I don't know if it's because it's the Holy Land and I know all those places, but she said, that is what I imagine now as an adult, which is so big and powerful right there in my backyard, you know?
Yeah.
So that was crazy because I've certainly talked a lot to my grandparents, but that was just a neat perspective that made her open up about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you put me on the spot. I'm sure I have all kinds of good ones from customers. People do email me and tell me stories.
I like that's personal though, because you know that, but yeah, that's amazing. And I think someone like her, that she has this amazing story that you could learn. I mean, any grandparent has so much life lessons that we could get from, yet it's hard to go deep with our grandparents. Mm-hmm. So I'm just now thinking of like all these people that you'd almost like strategically want to play the game with.
you
earn more.
Peel the one sticker you really want them to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, especially grandparents too, and just with technology and everything, I know our family isn't the best with just like keeping stories, you know, and you, I hate to like be a Debbie Downer, but eventually, you know, the elderly people in our family are going to pass away. And if we don't talk, and if we don't ask questions, if we don't learn, we're going to lose out so much of that, just like your history and your heritage, which is
right.
Wow.
And actually one of my goals with this is lots of extension products, but would be to have a journal that goes with this where you can record the answers to the stickers, because even my own family, I'm thinking, why haven't I written all this stuff down? It has led to some really great things that I really wish I would have written more of them down.
You know what I feel like would be cool? That would like you're saying, a journal like this. That, yeah, have you ever heard of those like one line journals where every single day you write just one line?
I have one.
If you had, you do? Mm-hmm. If you had like that with this, because then the person wouldn't have to like write like a novel down. They would just have to write like from tonight's game, what's something you want to remember?
Oh, I love that, Lauren.
That's your next product. You add a book that like the family, before you finish, you guys fill out the one.
Yeah.
like memory of that night.
That meal.
I like that.
I love it. Yes, this journal thing has been a goal of mine for this year. And I like that angle of it a whole lot. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So did you have something for AdNet?
I did. Yes. Okay. So
I found out about it like right when it sold out. So yeah, I want to know more about it.
I will say it would have been, you and your husband would have enjoyed doing it. It would have been a little much though
for the little
2-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So yes, we're all about face-to-face communication. So I just launched in May, and I'll back up real quick. So I have my mealtime game, which is just our bound book, which is bound so nothing falls apart. I wanted it to speak being together as together. But anyway, then in the summer, we launched a lunch bag version. So those are stickers to put in your child's lunch bag, just as a note from you. There's a whole set of stickers that's a note from mom or dad to their child, just a positive word. And some of them you can fill in on there, on the little sticker, your own words. And then there's a separate sheet of conversation starters for them with their friends at their lunch table, which is really fun. At our school, the principal will come around to the kids who have the together game and read them out loud to the whole cafeteria to make all the kids talk, which is really cool. I mean, it's like this brand come to life. I just think it's so special that she does that. But anyway, so when Advent came around, when Christmas came, we thought, okay, we need a face-to-face thing for Advent, because what a way to talk about, you know, so many people do an Advent calendar where you just go through the story of Christmas, but I don't know. I've done that with my kids every year, we know the whole story of Christmas at this point, and all we're doing is reading from the Bible and then maybe hanging that little book ornament on the tree or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I felt like it had to go deeper and you had to apply those lessons. So for example, one of them's like, you know, when you still would read the story from straight out of the Bible, it's non-denominational, every day up to Christmas. And if it was about the wise men went the other way, so they didn't have to go back and see Herod or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was the question that came with that was, have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't tell the truth? When is it okay to tell the truth? When is it not okay to tell the truth? So that was the sticker. And that applied that lesson so that you could talk about it. And I'm telling you, I had never done it. I just launched this game and my own family had never done it. So I was super excited, and there were so many good conversations through that over Christmas. But what I really liked, and I heard from a lot of customers, was just that it really applied those feelings. So, you know, when there was no room at the end, and how do you deal with disappointment in your life? What steps do you take when you have to make a hard decision? So those were all the stickers. And then you peeled the sticker and you filled in a wreath. It was a green wreath. The stickers were green up till the 25th.
I love that. Yeah. And it helps you to apply that story, like you said, that you've heard so many times. And for your kids, they just think of it as a story maybe if they're young enough and they're not seeing the application, but by talking about it in more ways that we can relate to, they're getting so much more out of it. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And I will do it next year again. And I hope to always do things like that where, I don't know, as they come up, you know, I just launched in May, actually. No, if we talked about that. So I'm not even a year old as a business. So I feel like I'm still crawling, you know. Yeah. But as things come up, I love to hear from customers who, like you, say, do the one line thing. I love that.
So you just launched in May. It sounds like obviously your product is a hit. I mean, I'm excited for you. I mean, they're talking about your school. Like, you could go so many routes with this. So what is your long-term vision for Together Moments?
That is a great question. I have not been asked that on podcast before. So of course, you know, I always dream big with my husband and with my close people who have been encouraging me along the way. But I just really want this to be a tool for people where they feel like they can come and get these great resources for how to have quality face-to-face communication in the small moments and just build a community around that and know that we're authentic. I live the same distracted life. I said that before, that everyone else does. And I want people to know that I'm coming from a place of, hey, I stand you. Like I said before, if you have just those small moments, awesome. I will be there to help you make it count. We want to be that go-to person. So as far as dreaming big, this version was started to just connect with families. And that's because I think that's the foundation of our society. It had to start with families. But I think if you look at the front of the game, it says, a game to play in harvest moments with families. And there's a carrot that comes out of that phrase to say with families around the table. So that leaves it open. So my lunch bag one says a game to plant harvest moments with your child in lunch bags and with your families preparing for Christmas. And so I hope to do like the classroom version, which is in the works. I'm about to put a prototype out for that. And the couples version, together for date night, together with girlfriends. Lauren, you said that you're playing that meme game.
Yeah.
And I think people have said, well, you make a travel edition. What about for girlfriend sleepovers, like little girls, to give them some good prompts? And so I see this. I always say I'm trying to help impact communication one table at a time. And I think there's a huge need for this. So of course, from a business standpoint, I'd love to build partnerships and speak about different things. I'd love to have a podcast. Lauren, I'll have to take your podcast course you're going to create.
Yes, yes.
And just my vision for that would be to just talk about, you know, just interview people who've had words that matter make a difference in their life. Someone said something to them that made a difference. I just think it's important to highlight those things and keep that a focus in our society today.
Yeah, I feel like the sky is the limit because you're right. It's becoming more and more, I think us as a society are becoming more and more aware of how we're losing connection. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think as the years go on, we'll all be looking for ways to build that connection, not just families. Like you said, like we'll want to build those connections anywhere in our life so that we feel more fulfilled.
Well, even the fitness industry has, like, we see it from, I train fitness instructors. And from that standpoint, we've seen just a turn in that industry of people want virtual and,
oh, interesting.
Virtual. And we talk about, I was at a conference recently and we talked about, gosh, what are we going to do like as an industry with this basically group fitness dying out? And we kind of came to the conclusion that it's going to come around. You know, people are going to understand that we can't be behind a screen. There's nothing, you can't get screen time taking a class that will never compare to being in an environment with people and making those personal connections.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I bet that's going in a wave for sure.
Yeah.
Or so we hope.
Yeah. Right. The other thing I would say is I think a lot of us moms come home at the end of the day, or if we're staying at home, the end of the day comes and we find that a lot of pressure's on us to make our families connect or make those relationships happen. And when you're mentally exhausted, it's hard to dig deeper. So my goal is for people to just feel like the work is done for them and they can still, it's not a negative thing to outsource your communication. Just do it. It's there for your help. It just gets things rolling. So, yeah, I think just like it's all cyclical. People will come back to all that.
Yeah. They don't know what's good for them. Awesome. Well, we love to end our interviews with this question. What is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
I love that question. Okay, so
you can add it to your list of questions if you want.
I love it. I will. Being on here, of course. This is so fun. I really have enjoyed this. I love meeting people who encourage me and I can encourage, and just I'm obviously a people person. So I love making new friends, and we're close. So maybe we can meet in person one day.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah. But actually I'll say a personal thing and a business thing. A business thing was last week I had a big, a partnership that I'm hoping, you know, was on my dream partnership from day one. And I had a really big step in that and made a connection that could take me to where I want that goal to go. I don't want to say too much about it, but
yeah, that we'll just pay attention.
You pay attention.
Yeah.
So that was really awesome. And that's just where you think, gosh, there's a whole lot of responsibility here if this falls into my lap, right? But that's cool. And then this is really neat. This would be in the last 2 weeks, but my husband goes out of town for work a lot, and he's always asked me to go on a conference. Well, it's not the easiest. Plus, my youngest is still 3. And so I decided to go with him. So it's kind of spontaneous, really. But I'm flying out to California with him in a couple weeks. Uh-huh. And we have not taken besides going like downtown for a night away. Mm-hmm. Downtown meaning 10 minutes from my house. We really haven't gone anywhere since my youngest by ourselves was, I think, my third was 9 months and she's 7.
Yeah. I feel so. That's amazing.
I think that's the best thing because it's going to refresh me and us so much. And it's just great. So those are some fun things.
So is it for a whole week?
Oh, no. It's just a Thursday morning through a Sunday night.
Okay. But still, it's
That's going to feel like a whole week. Right. So
yeah.
So yes, I'm really excited about that. It's just good to get away. Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie, but.
But it'll be good.
It will. So best thing.
Yeah.
Jennifer, it was so awesome having you on the podcast today. I'm super excited for, hopefully people feel inspired, obviously, number one, to purchase your product, but number two, just like to be aware and just find more connection with people, because at the end of the day, that is life. So what's the best place for our listeners to find you?
Yes. So to follow us on social media is at Together Moments on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, if you don't have the product, that's okay. Follow us, because I love to try to give just great everyday tips of connecting. That's our whole mission, impact face-to-face communication. And then of course, our website is togethermoments.com.
Okay. Awesome.
And oh, retail. I didn't even say this. We're actually in Indianapolis.
Oh, you are? Where?
I forgot to tell you this. This was just a couple weeks ago. We're in Mass Ave Toys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know exactly where that is.
It's probably on Mass Ave.
Yes.
No, I'm just joking.
Actually,
it is.
Actually, but it moved.
It did?
Yeah. Fun fact.
And there's two of them. Do you know if you're in if you're in both of them?
Hold on. Are there seriously two?
Yes. No, there's not.
There's one in Carmel.
Oh,
yeah.
That's confusing.
Okay, so this is random. I should know my retailer, but my husband does work in Indianapolis. So I connected with them over email, and then he ended up meeting them in person. So I need to go meet them. I've talked to them on the phone.
Wrong, but I'm like 90% sure that there's two of them. But that's awesome.
Well, I'm going to have to figure that out.
We're going to find it regardless.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And then we're in a couple of retail locations near me in Cincinnati, Dayton area. But yeah.
And what are those?
In Cincinnati, it's King Arthur's Court in Oakley Square, and then Learning Express in Crestview Hills, Kentucky, and Zigzag Gallery in Centerville, Ohio.
Okay, so if one of our listeners is there, then go to the store, buy it. Post a photo on social media, and that's it. It'll be awesome.
Yes. Tag me. I would love to know.
so great. Well, it's been so awesome talking to you. I think we could talk about this topic for hours, and I'm sure like you do talk about this for hours and still love it. But it was so great to have you on the podcast, and we're excited to see where you go from here.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Katie. I really enjoyed it. I'm excited to be able to share with your audience, and thanks for all you girls do.
Thanks.